Lieutenant Sean Kruger was from Seymour, Connecticut, and was the commander of the helicopter. He was 33 years old and married with three children. Inside the hangar at Coast Guard Air Station Sitka, Lieutenant Nate Hudson is standing with a group of friends. Hudson is a pilot, and he's known Kruger for the last 10 years. He says they worked together at Air Station Cape Cod before Kruger went on an exchange tour with the British Royal Navy's Search and Rescue Detachment for about 3 years.
And when I checked into Air Station Cape Cod, we decided to live into housing. And we got into the housing office and somebody said, hey, we've already got a house reserved for you. And I went and it was right across the street from the Krugers. That was just kind of the kind of people that they are.
Kruger had been stationed in Sitka for about a year and a half. And Hudson says he was active in the community.
He was not only a soccer coach, but he's a ref. He refed football and soccer and very well known in the school districts and all ages of sporting activities.
Petty Officer First Class Adam Hoke, age 40, was from Great Falls, Montana. He was an aviation maintenance technician and has one son.
I've been stationed with Adam about 15 years of my career.
That's Petty Officer First Class Matthew McGee, who met Adam Hoke in Flight and Mechanic School.
He loved the Coast Guard. He had a lot of dedication to what he did here, and that was it seems like that was his every waking moment is what can I do better for the Coast Guard.
Petty Officer Second Class Brett Banks, age 33, was from Rock Spring, Wyoming. He was an aircraft maintenance technician and has a wife and two children.
He was my go-to guy.
That's Petty Officer First Class Troy Brevik, who worked with Banks for 9 years.
When we needed something done, you know, he was, you know, especially metalsmithing, he could certainly bend some metal and make something happen, whether it was on the aircraft or making an adjustment for his boat, you know, coming up with ideas, you know, together on our boats. What can we do to make things work better and more efficiently?
Brevik says the two were stationed together in Kodiak and Sitka, and they spent a lot of time together off duty.
Usually when we go out hunting and stuff, we would certainly take our time coming back so we could, and not only enjoy the sights, but always hope for that one last glimpse of, you know, putting some food on the table.
Banks also was an active member of Sitka Mountain Rescue. The three who died, along with Lieutenant Lance Leone, who survived, were all decorated Coast Guardsmen with numerous medals and accolades on their records. Commander Doug Cameron has been the commanding officer at Air Station Sitka for about a week and a half. He's been holding regular meetings with the approximately 120 people who work at the station.
When I look at all their faces, I see the whole spectrum, you know, from the shock, disbelief to like anger, why did this happen, to the just plain sadness at the loss. And so it's a very individual thing.
Father Dave Elsenson is pastor of St. Peter's-by-the-Sea Episcopal Church in Sitka and a volunteer chaplain for the Coast Guard. He spent Wednesday meeting with the families of the victims. He says the staff at the air station is probably in the very early stages of grieving and thinking about people they might have just seen the day before.
And I'm sure that they themselves couldn't help but thinking about their own situations because they're all in the same line of work of putting their life on the line for the community.
Coast Guard personnel from Cordova have been brought in to perform the normal operations in Sitka for a week or so. The Coast Guard also ordered all air stations nationwide to break from normal operations and review safety practices. Officials say the stand down will not affect emergency response or important patrols. Alaska Governor Sean Parnell, meanwhile, has ordered state flags to be flown at half-mast on Friday. A Coast Guard chaplain and crisis team have arrived at Air Station Sitka to help personnel and their families. And plans are underway for a memorial service to which the public will be invited. With help from KCAW's Lily Mihalik, I'm Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.